viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before. Through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint.
A critique of movies with religious themes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting it. And my guest speakers, Syed Abdullah and Brother Yasser, helping me criticize movies with religious and spiritual themes. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Yasser, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Always a pleasure being with you, Brother Muhammad Jawad.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure. And the pleasure is all mine. Sayyid Abdullah, how are you? And assalamu alaikum, greetings to you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. One of the movies that we decided actually to start criticizing is, a fairly old one, What Dreams May Come, produced in 1998, directed by Vincent Ward, featuring actors and actresses such as Robin Williams, Cuba Gooding Jr., and Jessica Brooks Grant, to just name a few. IMDb gave this movie 7 points out of 10, while Rotten Tomatoes gave this movie 52%, and Prime Video 7 out of 10. The film tells the story of Chris Nielsen, a man who dies in a car accident and enters a vibrant afterlife, only to discover his wife, Annie, has committed suicide out of grief. He embarks on a quest to find and reunite with her in the afterlife. That's about the plot of this movie. And before we get on with our program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, we'd like to have a little break by listening to a short part of this movie or trailer of the movie What Dreams May Come, produced in 1998, directed by Vincent Ward. Stay with us.
The moment that comes for everyone. Has come for Chris Nielsen.
You've died, Chris.
If heaven were a place of beauty...
Oh! Boy, I screwed up. I'm in dog heaven.
...and wonder...
Nice place you got here.
No. Nice place you got here.
We all paint our own surroundings. You're the first guy I know to use real paint.
Where you felt no fear...
I'm gonna drown.
Can't. You're already dead.
Oh.
...and knew only joy...
I can fly.
Yeah!
It's your world!
Could you forget the past?
Come back to the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Brother Yasser and Syed Abdullah, my guest speakers, helping me criticize the movie What Dreams May Come, produced in 1998, directed by Vincent Ward, that we haven't finished in the last episode. And today, we're going to do that, inshallah, with the help of God and my two guest speakers here. Let me actually ask you, Brother Yasser, this question. You know, in the movie, there's been an implication of this notion that there's no time in hereafter, but there is a place, right? You could see the heaven and hell that was like manifested on a plane, which was totally physical. Like, so you had the idea of place, but no time. What does that mean? So, is that true at all, according to Islam?
So again, if you have to understand this in terms of the realms of existence that is manifested or rather explained by the Islamic philosophers. So as I mentioned in one of the previous programs, some of the philosophers believe that is the imagination, the realm of imagination, or what is known as Alam al-Misal, where this will take place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Alam al-Misal is a place that has form, i.e. it has form. It doesn't, may not have matter.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a difference here now. It may not have matter. It may not have certain other qualities such as spatial. I.e., for example, if something, not space, the laws of space, i.e., in order for me to come from my chair to your chair, I have to go past a particular path to get to it.
Yes.
However, in that realm, it's not necessary for you to go in that type of space. I can be in for example, in Italy today, and then I can be in Japan within the next second if I want. Basically, like my dreams.
Yes.
The dreams are similar to that.
Mm.
There's no time, for example, that particular moment in time, what time... Again, what I mean by time is not the time that we have in this world. There are certain other higher manifestations of what we call time. You know, there are other things.
Yes.
And they speak about these things in the books of philosophy, so on, such as Samad, such as Sarmadi,
yes.
Azali, and so on. And so we don't want to get into those. So there are concepts of what is known as time, but the time like this where I'm going across a particular moment of time where my particular form is changing, my body is changing, and so on. So it's different. No, it's not like that.
Right.
So in that particular realm, there is form. Why do we know there's form? Because we recognize certain things. As you clearly mentioned, in this thing, you recognize this is this person, that is that person, this person being punished. I feel punishment, I feel pain.
Yes.
So there is still form of pain, whatever that form may be.
Mm.
So in that realm of existence, yes, there are certain things that are forms.
Mm. Okay.
So that's one of the things that even in the Islamic tradition, you can understand that. Yes, there are forms.
Mm.
But that form doesn't have the same form as in this world, what matter, or the time that we have that is going across a certain trajectory, or space in terms of me have to go across a certain path to get to point B, for example.
I see. Thank you very much. Said Abdullah, there is another notion which has been, in fact, somehow suggested in this movie, and that is euthanasia. Not to mention, we know that if somebody is really seriously ill, they actually give their life away and they ask, for example, a doctor to take their life.
Yeah.
Is that moral? Is that religious to take your life into your own hand and ask somebody actually to kill you?
Yeah, the merciful killing or euthanasia, it's one of these topics that humanity until today is struggling with.
Mm.
Should we give people the right to take themselves or the right to their families to decide? Even recently, in the recent years, they made this euthanasia kit where you can take your life in your own hand. They, you know, supervise you.
They have a euthanasia in a pod in Switzerland.
Yeah. So still something that people are struggling with. I mean, from an Islamic perspective or from God's perspective, no one has the right to take a life except for God.
Mm-hmm.
Not the parents, not anyone. Recently, when I was in the hospital, I was watching this lady. They brought her in the emergency, and she was just like bones and skin. And she was super old, like she was a relic. And I'm like, subhanAllah, like, and her daughter was young daughter, and she's like, oh, this is my mom, and she's been having these issues. And I'm like, she couldn't pull the plug at any given moment to save herself the trouble and the mother the trouble. But then again, it's up to Allah to decide. It's not up to me to you to decide.
Mm.
So we should not play that God card or moral card where they are, I think I'm going to put them to ease. Who are you? Who gave you such authority? From who do you have this authority? So I think in the movie was a dog, if I remember, that the kid was having an issue with. The mother saying, oh, we're gonna put him down because we don't want to suffer more.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, suffering is part of life. And then sometimes I had to go through this one. My daughter had a cat, and she, you know, my wife was pressuring me to put it to because it caught a virus, a HIV for cats.
Mm.
Yeah, and it lost immunity. The doctor says she has no immunity. It could die at any minute. And I can see it dying.
Uh-huh.
At the last days, like it could hardly move or even breathe. And it was painful to watch. And then my mom's like, dude, you got to do something, man. Just kill the damn thing and put it to rest. Uh-huh. And put us to rest because it's affecting your daughter's mental health.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I can't play God. Now, I mean, religiously, now whether we are allowed to kill cats or not animals, that's a different issue.
However, isn't it it rational actually put it to rest?
Is it rational?
Yeah.
To put it down?
Yeah.
From rational, like I said, anything is rational. Like to kill an old man, an old lady is rational. Like as they gave
you. Why is it suffering?
Huh?
While they are suffering.
Yeah, so from our perspective is rational, but from Allah's perspective it's not rational. It's not up to you to decide.
I think also
it's something you can't understand.
What we define as suffering also needs to be understood.
Mm-hmm.
Because that suffering that they are going through in this world may be something that is blissful for them, maybe something needed for them. You know, it's how we look at suffering and pain as well. That, for example, in order a person needs a religious worldview in order for this to happen. If you don't have a religious worldview, yes, your argument holds water.
Yeah.
However, if you have a religious worldview and you say that pain and suffering is a means by which a person is cleansed in this world, okay, bismillah. Right.
Okay.
And bring it on.
Yeah, bring it on, basically.
Yeah. Bring it on, yeah. Thank you.
If that's how I'm going to be cleansed here instead of there for eternity, then bismillah, 5-6 years.
It's more like you're putting an end to your suffering, not rather to theirs.
Exactly.
You know, because you don't want to be there taking care of this and bury the burden. Yeah. So you're suffering, so you want to end that life, so you end your suffering.
Yeah, but you take the brunt, actually. I mean, like, you see the suffering, so it's really... irritating to you.
Well, like a brother Yasser said, sometimes like even when these people suffer at a certain stage, maybe how do you know what they're going through, what they're feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Even then, the patience that the person, that the family have to feel is so rewarding for them.
Right.
They understand that, yes, okay, I will be patient. And inshallah, later on in the year after, I will get my reward for it. But then again, a person has to have that mindset.
Yes. Thank you very much. Let's take a short break and we'll get back and continue our program, Viewpoints, the movie critic program on RIB English Radio. Don't go away.
I need Annie. That'll change in time. Time does not exist here. And wherever it went, it's not going to make me need Annie any less.
Or would you journey beyond heaven and hell?
You never see her.
I'm her soulmate. I can find her.
To get it back.
All you're good for is your wife loves you.
You just kept me there.
Robin Williams.
It's about not giving up.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
He's never been anywhere like this before.
No, neither have you.
I'm not leaving him.
Annabella Sciorra.
Across whatever distance there is, I send you my love.
You'll find. You can do it. I believe in you.
I'm still here, babe. I still exist.
What dreams may come.
Welcome back to the program, Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program, and Syed Abdullah and Brother Yasser, my guest speakers, helping me criticize the movie What Dreams May Come, produced in 1998, directed by Vincent Ward. We talked about euthanasia, and actually we had a kind of argument about it, you know. I think it's a good point to connect it to suicide, Brother Yasser. What about suicide? Do we have any special place for those people who commit suicide?
Look, first and foremost, we need to understand that when it comes to the judgment, again, in any religion, this should be a point of mutual understanding in all religions.
Yes.
That when it comes to judgment, none of us judge besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm.
However, there are certain conditions that He Himself has put, that, for example, the suicide is one of the greatest of sins.
Mm.
Right. However, there are, for example, you know, we don't know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do with that person. We don't know the conditions of that person and so on and so forth. Inshallah, we don't know. But as with being a grave sin, it is a grave sin. It is one of the gunai kabira, grave sin. I don't know the best way to translate it. Great sins and so on. Definitely the person will have to go through a certain form of punishment. In the hereafter. What that is, what Allah decides, there's not in our hands. But whatever God decides, knowing that this person has gone through and done something that they should not have done.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, as we've discussed many times before, there's always a cause and effect. The repercussions will definitely come for that action.
Yes, thank you very much. Said Abdullah, as a last question, we come to the very interesting idea or concept of intercession.
Mm.
You could see that the husband actually sacrificed his own life, even his heaven.
Yeah.
To go all the way, to take all the trouble to go to his wife, to find his wife, actually, even in hell, even in the lower crust of hell, basically.
Yeah.
So to just bring, you know, her wife out of hell or that condition because of the love he had for her. So do you think, you know, intercession exists in this form? I mean, out of love, or we have intercession like the one that we, for example, read in the narrations?
Well, obviously, the intercession that they were trying to promote in the movie is nonsensical because, see, the thing is, like, either we go scientific on this case or we go religious on the case. Mm-hmm. If we go on religious on this case, there's no such a thing as intercession where you put yourself through hell, because either in hell or heaven, you cannot cross sites. Mm-hmm. Right. So the Islamic intercession, or even from other perspective of other religions' perspective, is that if you have a status yourself, if you done so much good in your life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you this power. So we know the prophets have that power, the imams and the righteous also have that power to intercede for people. So you can come to Allah and say, oh Allah, I need this. So sometimes we even have a hadith that the father, mother, if they manage to get to heaven, they could also intercede to Allah for their kids and bring them, or the husband does the wife, or the wife does the husband. They can do that. But from this movie, from that, you having to give up everything just to get someone out, that's just science fiction.
No, okay, thank you very much.
So, sort of quick before, yes, yes, what Said mentioned is very important. It's not that, it is very important that who has the ability to give intercession, not some random person.
Exactly. Thank you very much. Of course, Sayyid mentioned it. Yeah. You know? Thank you very much for listening to us. This was Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, in which we try to criticize the movie What Dreams May Come, produced in 1998, directed by Winston Ward. And until another show with another movie, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.